talk about a man, you say, that man is, that man over there is your uncle. And that woman over there, his wife, she is.
Hey.
All right. And do you know, if a girl, a little girl's name is Sally, her real name might be
Sarah.
And the leader of the Confederacy in the Civil War was Robert E. Lee, and his rank was a, what was his rank? In
he was general.
Yeah, and a rank below him. There are a lot of these in Kentucky. Kentucky.
I don't get on to these ranks. I don't try to keep up with them.
If you go to Kentucky, they might make you an honorary
colonel.
Yeah, and then the man who's in charge of the police department might be called the police.
A police?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's police or he's
Do you ever use the word captain? How would that be used?
Not on police force, would it?
Where would it? What do you think of that term? Man on a ship might be called a
Yeah, he'd be captain. I don't know a policeman.
All right. Do you ever use the term captain for anything else? Is that a word ever used as anybody you might call cap or captain?
Not that I know.
What about a man who presides over a trial?
Judge, you mean?
All right. And a child in school who's attending class, you'd say he's a
student.
And a woman, if you had a woman working in the office who took shorthand, you might say she's a
stenographer.
Yeah, or a sec
stenographer.
Yes. Stenographer would be one who took shorthand, that's right. The one who did all kinds of work might be called a private
secretary.
All right. Now, in talking about the town government, you said that you were, before you were mayor, there's a mayor in the town, and who else? What are the other?
They had aldermen back, and then the commissioners when I was on that.
I see. And how many commissioners are there?
There's three then, there's five now.
And if a woman's on the stage...
When they went to oust them two,
yeah.
They had to change the law a little. They changed it and put five in.
Why'd they do that? Just to make...
They had to change the law before they could oust them. There's ruin it to put in a different...
Oh, I see. Just to oust the mayor, you mean? And so they had a... Did they have an election and...
Yes, sir. Voted them out.
Uh-huh.
People voted them... 20% of the voters can vote anybody out.
That man still in town who was voted out?
Yeah.
Yeah. What
both
he,
of them.
What does he do?
Well, he's had a Ford agency down there, and he sold out 51% of it to Chattanooga Concern, and they're in charge of it now. They went and had it for them to control.
There's a car out there.
I think that's my bookkeeper. It used to be here for 25 years, but she's not now. She don't keep. She don't work in it.
What do you call a woman who's on the stage? You'd call a man an actor. What would you call a woman?
Actress.
And if you're talking about your nationality, someone says, what nationality are you? You'd say, I'm...
American.
Yeah. And you mentioned the term for black people are called what?
We used to call them niggers, yeah.
Yeah, what else? What other...
Darkies.
And any other terms?
That's why we term them, yeah.
Okay. And what do you have any name for, a special name for poor white people?
They used to call them, niggas call them puds or trash.
What was that word, puds?
Puds.
No, I've never heard that.
Niggas refer to them, you know, poor people as puds.
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
What do you call someone who lives out in the country and is really out of touch with town, or someone who lives up in the hills, never say he's a, person hardly ever gets out and hardly ever gets out.
Oh, you're retired, or
yeah. Well, do you know the term mountain hoojier or mountain
hoojier? Oh, yeah, you have to have a mountain hoojier and river boomers, valley pud.
Oh, okay, that's good. Now you got all three, huh? That's good.
Let me see this lady.
Sure.